Chazal says, "Chazal says, 'Chazal says, 'Chazal says, 'Chazal says, 'Chazal says, 'Chazal
Bryce says it's from a pasuk that Eretz Yisrael was created before the rest of the world. We also learn from a pasuk that Hashem waters Eretz Yisrael on His own, whereas the rest of the world is watered through a messenger. We also learn that Eretz Yisrael drinks rainwater, whereas the rest of the water drinks leftovers from the clouds. We also learn Eretz Yisrael drinks first, and the rest of the world drinks afterwards. The Gemara earlier quoted a Bryce in which Rabbi Eliezer said that the clouds sweetened the ocean water and then released the water as rain. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan said we learn this by dashing two similar pasukim. One says cheshkas mayim, the other says chashras mayim. If we take a letter from one pasuk and combine it with the other, the word will be read chash." Chachshoras mayim, which means they prepare the water. Teachers of clouds prepare the water by sweetening them, removing the salt. Rabbi Yeshua dashes the psukim as teaching that when the clouds are very dark, that means there's a lot of rain in them. When they're light, it means there's not so much rain in them. Abraisa brings a pasuk that says that rain is the fruit of the heavenly waters. This seems to follow Rabbi Yeshua, who says that rain is from the heavenly waters. Rabbi Yehuda explained the pasuk as saying that the rain is the handiwork of Hashem. Morris says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said based on the pasuk, the entire world drinks from the leftover waters of Gan Eden. Abraisa says Mitzrayim is 400 parsa by 400 parsa, and that's 1/60th of Kush, which is 1/60th of the world. Kush is 1/60th of the world. The world is 1/60th of Gan. Gan is 1/60th of Eden. And Eden is 1/60th of Gehenim. This would mean that the entire world is only like a pot cover to Gehenim. Others say Gehenim has no measure. Others say that Eden has no measure. Rabbi Oshaya explained the pasuk to mean that Bavel always has full storehouses of grain because it's low-lying and gets the rainwater from all the surrounding areas. Rav said Bavel is wealthy because it has cuttings of produce even if it doesn't rain. Abaye said we have a tradition that it's better to live in a moist land than to live in a dry one. Zok the Mishnah, we ask for rain on the third day of Cheshvan, or Gamliel says we ask for on Zion Cheshvan, which is 15 days after Sukkot, which gives enough time for the last of the Oiler Regel to reach the Paras River before the rain comes. Zok the Gemara, where laws are passing like Rabbi Gamliel. Bryce says, Hananya said, outside Eretz Yisrael begin to ask rain 60 days after the fall equinox. Rahuna Bar Chia, in the name of Shmuel, passing like Hananya. Shmuel says elsewhere that we begin to ask for rain when they begin to store wood in the woodshed of Tavis. Mara says, it could be that both of these time points were the same thing. Do we ask for the rain on the 60th day itself, or is it first after the 60th day? So Rav said that we do, even on the 60th day. Shmuel said, no, we do not. We wait till the 61st day. Papa Paskin, that we do ask for rain on the 60th day. Zok the Mishnah. If the 27th of Cheshvan has come and has yet to rain, certain individuals begin a series of three fasts. They may eat the night before the fast that begins in the morning. They may do work on the fast, and they may take baths, anoint themselves, wear shoes, and have tashmish. If Rosh Chodesh Kislev has arrived and has yet to rain, Bezdin decrees a series of three fasts on the Sivir. They may eat the night before the fast because it doesn't start till the morning. They may do work on the fast. They may take baths, anoint themselves, wear shoes, and have tashmish. Fact to Gemara, who are these individuals that are referred to in the beginning of the Mishnah that they fast before everyone else? Or who has said this? First of the Rabbanan. Who just said the individuals fast a series of three fasts, Monday, Thursday, Monday. Our Mishnah already teaches that Bezin never decrees a fast that begins on Thursday so as not to inflate the food prices. What's Rav Huna teaching here? Mara says we would think that only applies to a tzibur when they're fasting, because then it can inflate the prices, but not for individuals because it doesn't have that effect on demand. The Kamash Malon that even they only start on a Monday, they don't start on a Thursday. Abraisa says a person should not say to himself, I'm a Talmud, I'm not one of the Rabbanon, therefore I don't need to fast with these Yechidim. Rather, all Talmidei Chacham should consider themselves as Rabbanon should fast. A Yachid referred to in the Mishnah is one who is fit to be appointed as a communal leader. A Talmud is one who can answer a question regarding something that he is learning. Abraisa says, Rameir says, not every person who wants to consider himself a Yachid for purposes of fasting should do so, and the same is true for giving oneself the status of a Talmud. Rabbi Yossi says, one may do so, and it's praiseworthy for doing so, because this status for this purpose doesn't bring him any honor. It's Adrav, it only brings him the tzar of fasting. Another Raisa brings the same machlag between Hashem and Lazar, who holds like Rabbi Meir, and Hashem and Gamaliel, who holds like Rabbi Yossi. Raisa says, if one was fasting because of a tzara, or for the merit of healing a sick person, and before completing the fast, the tzara was removed, or the sick person became healed, he should complete his fast anyway. If someone travels from a place that was not fasting to a place that is fasting, he should fast with the people of the place he has gone to. If he travels from a place that was fasting to a place that's not fasting, he should continue to fast. If he mistakenly ate in front of people who are fasting, he should not let people know that he has eaten, and he shouldn't eat anymore. And he should not think, oh, since I broke my fast, I should continue eating. No. We find that Yaakov told his sons in this type of derech. He said, don't act in a way that we have plenty when everyone else is in the years of hunger. Mara says, Rabbi Lazar explains the pasuk of Al Tirgazu Badorech. Yosef told the brothers, don't learn halacha on the way because it can cause you to get lost. Rabbi Loi Barach, he said, if two Talmidei Chacham travel and they don't learn while they're traveling, they deserve to be burned by fire. Mara says, yeah, you have to learn, but you should review your learning while traveling rather than focus and delve into new matters which may cause him to lose his way. A Braisa says the pasuk means that Yosef told his brothers don't take large steps, because we learned that doing so removes 1/500 of the person's eyesight. Always enter the city when it's still sunlight. As we see there, Rabbi Huda Neymar Rav said that one should always enter and exit a city when there is sunlight. Rabbi Huda Neymar Chia said when one is traveling, he should not eat more than he would eat in years of hunger. In Bavel, they said the reason is that he should not get stomach problems. In Eretz Yisrael, they explained the reason that he should not run out of food. The difference between the two reasons would be, for someone who's traveling on a ship, he doesn't have to worry about stomach issues, but he does have to worry about running out of food. Another difference would be where he's traveling from one hotel to another. He'll have plenty of food, but he does need to worry about stomach problems. Rav Papa would eat a loaf of bread every parsa that he traveled. He obviously felt that the only concern was stomach issues, and he was certain that it wouldn't affect him, and therefore he would eat a lot and wouldn't be afraid of running out of food.